I never thought I'd see the day when in my house, that's normally 72 to 73 degrees Fahrenheit, thanks to the air conditioner, especially in the summer, I never thought I'd see the day where the outside temperature matched my indoor temperature. Well, almost. I have a talking clock over here that says the time. It's a teardrop-shaped clock, and if you touch it, it talks to you.
8:42 a.m., 73 degrees Fahrenheit.
I just asked Siri what the current temperature was outside, and her response was 73 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, it seems okay in this room. How could this room be 73 degrees Fahrenheit? Outside, it seemed to feel like it was a little cooler. But in our room, it's much hotter. And we have Jeremy's clock set in there, which is Ivy, the talking clock. Which, if anybody has Ivy, please DM me. I really want to discuss some things. If you can, please DM me if you have the Ivy clock. That's kind of a hard subject for me, but anyway, when you go into our room, it feels way hotter. And nobody has opened, I mean, nobody has closed the vents. They've all remained opened. So when we go into our room, it's actually 86 degrees in our bedroom. I can understand it being a few degrees hotter or colder, but how do you go from 73 to 86? So you heard this clock say the temperature, 73 degrees. Siri, which I cannot demonstrate to you now as I'm recording an audio boom, said it was currently 73 degrees outside. I would say that it feels cooler outside than it does in here, but once you go into this room, into our bedroom, which I'm going to go into now, it's warmer. It's warmer in here, but it's 73 degrees out there. Hello, Ivy.
Command, please.
Temperature.
I couldn't understand you.
Temperature.
The temperature is 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
So it's 86 degrees Fahrenheit, but it doesn't feel like 86 degrees in here. It just feels warmer. Maybe Ivy, it's sitting next to a CPAP. Come on, Zappa. It's much cooler out here. You might want to step out here, babe, if you start to get sick. Zappa. Zappa. Come here. Now it is cooler out here. Granted, not by much, but it is cooler. So I'm going to just assume that, you know, bedrooms are a little bit hotter. I get that. That Ivy clock is sitting on a nightstand next to a CPAP machine. And she's probably giving us an inaccurate temperature reading, which she's kind of good at doing a lot of those things. So I don't necessarily think it's 86 degrees. 78, maybe. Come here, Zaps. But if you go outside, it's going to feel cooler than this room. So I really think outdoors, see, it feels just a tad bit cooler, but not by much. But it's actually kind of weird. During the summer, our house is like the coldest place. And now the outside, come here, Zappa, the outside basically matches our house. It's really interesting. So temperature stuff can be quite interesting. So it's 73 in and 73 out. But Yeah, I never thought I'd see that day when I would get two exact temperature readings. One indoors and one outdoors. And our phone's ringing. Anyway. I don't know who that is, but I'm not going to be able to get to them in time. Ugh. Ugh. But yeah, it's very interesting how outside and indoors right now are the same temperature. I never thought I'd see that. Because even though we've had cooler temps, you know, obviously in the winter, I've never seen it where both outdoor and indoor temperatures matched. I wish we had a clock that would let you take the outdoor temperature as well. That would actually be kind of nice. I guess my final question would be, to those who own the Moshi or Moshi clock, can you set the date on your own, or do you have to have someone sighted set the date for you? That's been one of the frustrating things about Ivy, the talking clock, because not only, I mean, she allows you to set time and alarms and timers by voice, but you can't set the date, and I don't understand why. I don't get it. So, I mean, why can't we tell her Saturday, March 15th, let's just say 2020, or I don't know. I don't know why these clocks won't let us set the date, and if you lose power, the date goes back to an older date and you have to reset the damn date again. Or if somebody accidentally dislodges the plug from the outlet, you have to reset the damn date again. And it takes you a while. Sometimes you get it wrong. Sometimes you end up setting the month wrong. Sometimes you end up setting the day wrong. Sometimes you end up picking the wrong year. Like the other day when I had to reset Jeremy's clock, I put it back to March 22nd, 2012. I know, Zappa. He even foofed. Come here, baby. Oh, he wants to lay down. So, yeah, I don't know what to say about these clocks and stuff, but I still thought it was quite fascinating to see that both temperatures in and outdoor were actually matching up this time. Pretty cool.
Pause recording. 2 minutes and 5 seconds. 2 minutes. Pause recording. Button.
So what's up with me? Today I'm gonna work on a little bit of homework, relax, celebrate that I just finished one of my classes. Ugh. And and then go back to school 4 days a week. That hasn't changed, but what has changed is my schedule on Mondays and Wednesdays. It's shorter now, which is good. I actually get out earlier on Monday and Wednesday now than I do on Tuesday and Thursday. But Tuesday and Thursday, I don't have to get up so early. So I guess each day has their advantage and disadvantage. Yeah, it's a lot cooler out here. I'm just talking on audio boot. I checked the temperature out here. It's 73 degrees. And the temperature on the outside is 73 degrees. So it's 73 degrees both in here and outside. I don't know. I think what that room needs is some fresh air. Which is weird because that room has a ceiling fan. Yeah, I don't know either. That room has a ceiling fan. So I don't know why it's hot. Anyway, it's a lazy Saturday morning for all of us. All right, Zappa. My lazy donut. Come here, donut. Zappa! Come here, my lazy donut. So,
4 seconds, pause recording button.
Later, Gators.